Welcome to our shortcast. This summary is from our Leaders in Consulting show episode with Dr. Andreas Engel, partner at TWS Partners. We're covering three highlights from the show. The pillars of success at TWS Partners, why your consultancy needs a collaboration network, and how TWS Partners uses their connections to hire new talent. Let's get right to it. The pillars of success at TWS Partners: culture and quality.
What is the tough for you as a partner and as a leader in your company while you're growing consistently and now even passing 100 people, where it's getting harder and harder to know every person and that is joining? So is it like keeping and maintaining the company culture, or is it more the quality aspect of work, or is it something intertwined?
I think both are very important topics, and maybe I give you the example of how the company developed. Yeah, I think in the first years it was really important to maintain a high level of quality. So build up a training education program so that new joiners can really contribute after a very short period of time. Yeah, I think that took us a couple of years to develop it. So it's kind of a central process, but a lot of learning on the job in the projects. And we have a Kohai Senpai principle where, you know, the more senior people have direct responsibility to develop more junior people and so on. So establishing all of that took a couple of years. Coincidentally, when we reached a size of 30, 40 people, we have established that, a good training program. But when you are 30 or 40 people, you don't know each other anymore. So good. Yeah. So, and then you open a second office and so on. So the growth of the company, you have quality more under your control. It's more standardized education and so on. Well-known processes, a good track record, and so on. And then culture becomes more important. Now, culture is the thing we probably discuss most in our leadership, because it's not only 100 people and four different offices. We have people from more than 20 nations. Yeah, it's also about the generation of the people who funded the company, and then the next generation, and then which is me and my colleagues, and then the senior managers, which are going to be the next generation. So we have, and then the generation Z and so on. Yeah. So right now it's a lot about culture. Yeah. So because of the size requires a discussion, but also because of the generation handover. Yeah. So that's also two aspects of the culture discussion.
Why your consultancy needs a collaboration network.
Corporations play a role for your company?
So with other consultancies or with the experts on the client side, or
no, I would say like more on the product side, not with your clients. So are there whatever type of corporations you think makes sense? It could be technology partners, it could be other consultancies. I don't know what you're doing in this area.
So maybe three aspects of that one. So in the consultant business, I think what you see is a clear trend into concentration. Yeah, the big ones, they buy specialized consultancies, they buy digital products because they have to cover now a lot more services, but also data and also technology. Yeah. If you're a boutique consultancy and then you're facing the competition of even bigger competitors, you have to have some kind of collaboration network. Yeah. So we are collaborating with other consultancies for specific clients, for specific projects or needs. Yeah. So we have collaboration with other consultancies. But this is very client specific. So, for instance, someone is doing the data analytics and the process side, and we do the sourcing and the negotiation part because it's a natural fit. And we do that with several other consultancies. I mean, it really is a matter of trust. You trust the other person because sometimes you are competitors and sometimes you collaborate. So this artificial word of co-opetition, I think that happens more often now.
How TWS Partners uses their connections to hire new talent.
So we are not a big consultancy. So we have really to identify the sweet spots where we can go fishing.
Mm-hmm.
And we learned over the years that a certain set of universities in Europe, but also in the UK, they educate the people with the right content that we need. Yeah. And those are not surprisingly universities that are very high up in the ranking when it comes to economic and but also mathematicians. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So we go to universities who are really top shelf. So that's what we are doing. We have connections with those universities. We have graduates there. Some of our people went back to university, are now professors, so that also helps. So we
that's cool.
Yeah. So it sometimes happens. Yeah. So that's the way how to look for talent.
Mm-hmm.
I think not a lot in social media, not at all.
But I mean, you don't have to find 500 people. You have to find 15 or 20, as I understood.
25, because some are leaving every year. So
yeah, of course, you have attrition. But yeah, if you have a set of universities and you have connections, I would assume that is like for now,
enough.
At least.
Yeah, and usually like to hire people from university with a PhD or with a master, so no bachelor's, but master and PhD, and because we believe our training program is also quite good. Yeah, it's not so easy to be to join the company from the side after.
That's interesting, because what you have to have as a prerequisite then is that people stay long with you. Otherwise, like if you have the normal like staying time of a consultant, it's like between 2 and 3 years.
No, it's more than double.
Okay, yeah, then it makes sense, because otherwise, if you don't hire from the side, you don't have any managers all the time, just consultants.
No, people stay very long with us. We also have people who come back. We also have the exception, of course. Yeah, but then you have to be a really good fit content-wise. Yeah, because if you have not been doing game theory and all that stuff, the first 3, 4, 5 years of your career, it's hard to learn it, because you have already a different way of working.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So that's our number one recruiting channel. It's really go to the top universities and talk to, and we take a lot of time. So it's not HR doing the recruiting. It's also me and other partners interviewing people 90 minutes, 2 hours. So we take a lot of our personal time in the recruiting process to make sure that we don't lose them too early. Yeah. In the process.
Yeah, that's a good point that you mentioned, and I see a trend that, I mean, there are some jobs that are really hard to fill now, and you can of course go through the normal channels like headhunting or your HR department, which is usually overworked and they don't have enough resources to do anything, or you can utilize the future direct supervisor of the person you want to hire and try to use them to like either in the process itself, but then they're already in the process. You can also utilize them to get people into the process. For you, maybe it doesn't make that much sense because you want to get people out of university. But for other companies, it could make sense if you want to find people that are also joining in the mid or upper area of your hierarchy, because you always have a higher acceptance rate if your future direct supervisor or boss tells you, hey, I think, Andreas, you could be a good fit. Would you be open for a 10-minute get-to-know conversation?
Ready for more? Listen to the full episode. Head over to sawoo.io/leaders, sawoo.io/leaders.